Greetings. This is Matt Miller, pastor at The Village Church. The Village Church is a community committed to fixing our eyes on God, loving each other as Christ loved us, and sacrificially serving our neighbors. We hope that the content of this message will encourage you to deepen your spiritual walk, to embrace the riches of God's grace in Christ for you, and to compel you to live a life of love. We invite you to join us every Sunday at 10 a.m. as we gather together.
We are a community of the Village Church who focuses on God, loves each other, serves our neighbor. We've been going through the values here at the Village Church, and the bottom line, the foundational value that we have is to be a loving gathering. And the only way in which we can authentically be a loving gathering, and a gathering that flows love to neighbor, is saturated in the love again of our Lord. His glorious riches. He may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the saints to grasp the vastness of the love of Christ. And to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of the fullness of God. And when we are filled to the measure of the fullness of God, love flows out of us. And so the value of love for neighbor, love for each other, comes from the experience of the vastness of God's love for us, to be rooted and established in his life and in his love. And one of the beautiful things that emerges secondly in that is we will experience joy, right? How can we not be joyful, right, when we have experienced the vastness of the love of God, when we are rooted and established in the love that God has for us? How can that not bring about a wellspring of joy, right? And so Philippians chapter 2 says, make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being rooted, established in that same love, united in that same love that we have in Christ, being one in spirit and in purpose. And in that, there is joy, isn't there? There's joy. We get an image of the fruit of the Spirit, right? The first two that we read in Galatians, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy. Love, joy. And John 15 says, remain in me and I will remain in you. And so we need to, the brilliance and the beauty of the fruit, be in Spirit. What do we need to get? We need to remain, because what happens when the source, the root, what happens when the source of those nutrients, the source of that life, just gets, you just push delete, right? just remove it or minimize it or fade it or whatever it might be, what happens? Well, I guess the extreme thing that can happen is the fruit dries up and it falls to the ground and just fades and dies, right? I mean, to me, a visual like that, the words of John 15:4 really brings home the reality of our need to be rooted, to remain rooted and established in Him and in His love. And so just the greatest thing we can do on a morning like this, on the first day of the week, is just to sit and absorb God's love for us, so that that would always remain acute and real and alive, to remain in that communion with Him and that receiving of Him and His life. Does that sound like something that'd be difficult for us to do? I just want to always have an awareness. I mean, who doesn't want to hear someone say, "I deeply care about you. I love you." Don't we all want to remain in that? We really bring that down. It's like, oh man, this is easy. Because who doesn't want to just rest and remain in the source, the one who loves us so much that He gave His life for us so that we could remain and be with Him both now and forevermore? Rest, remain in the source, in the one. So do we struggle with this? Do we battle with this? Do we ebb and flow? Do we forget? Do we forget? Deuteronomy chapter 6, God brings His people into this beautiful land flowing. He's like, don't forget, because He knows us, right? He knows that we forget, that we are like sheep, we wander. That's an isolated example, right? Oh, good. He's getting me out. Sweet. Yes, I'm free. Thank you. Wow. Wow. Can you imagine being a sheep? Oh, wait. Can you imagine not remaining in the hands of your owner? The one who wants you, to protect you, to care for you, to take His rod and staff and lead you into quiet waters to restore your soul. We just want to stay there, don't we? What? Isaiah, we get that reminder, Isaiah 53, we all like sheep, right? We comments on those videos was, this really reminds me of myself spiritually. Like, great comment. Yes, we all like sheep. We go astray. We wander from the way. We don't remain attached to the one who is the source of the love and the joy. We detach, don't we? We detach. Isaiah 58 is a prophetic word to God's chosen people. Isaiah 58. It's a prophetic word to God's chosen people who have gone ditch diving. I mean, he's extended love and grace and goodness and prosperity, and they're just back in the ditch. They're diving. And so there's two ditches that the prophet Isaiah describes through the Spirit to the people, and I'm just like, man, this is for us too, isn't it? Because I want to remain in that love. I want to be consistent in that joy that God has for us, right? Be united, make my joy complete by being united in the love that God has for us. But we find ourselves getting in the ditch. And the first ditch that is described in Isaiah chapter 58 is in verse 4, 3 and 4. It says, yet on the day of your fleas, you ends in quarreling and strife, and in striking each other with wicked fists. You cannot fast as you do today and expect your voice to be heard on high. You've fallen in the ditch of doing as you please. And the word that we sense here is you exploit all your workers. And so there's a tie to affluence, to wealth. When we find ourselves experiencing the power that wealth brings, it can send us into a ditch. A ditch where our caring, our serving our neighbor, our loving our neighbor seems to kind of have an inverse relationship with our power and our stuff. And so the ditch of affluence, the ditch of doing your own thing. Ezekiel chapter 16, there's this warning, this judgment. You're proud. You're arrogant. You're unconcerned. You do not care for the poor and the needy. That's a ditch. That's the ditch of affluence. We can We can party now, right? We can do whatever we want. Yes. Right? Yeah! Woo-hoo! According to Wikipedia, this is a Christian festival. What type of festival? Christian cultural. Mardi Gras, right? This is when we celebrate. We're coming to the season of Lent, right? A time of fasting. Isaiah 58. Ooh, there's a correlation here. A time where we come before God with humility and a sense of our need for healing, forgiveness, for all of that gets blurred. Let's party! And so these kind of things happen, right? Let's kick off the fast with Fat Tuesday. Isaiah chapter 1, God has something to say about this. Your feasts, my soul hates. You have dived right into the ditch. Your affluence has overcome you. And now it's just fun. This is party. Fun and games. Yeah. Isaiah 1. Your feasts, my soul hates. Fat Tuesday. Let's eat and party. Anybody go to Mar? No, don't raise your hand. Happens close by too, right? In our church. I mean, it's easy to but it happens. This is where it gets tricky, because it happens right here. It's easy to point fingers at the partiers out there, right? But the church, closer than we think. Church, wrote that quote. We're here for you. We just built $1 million community center to bring in a community. Did we? You're too kind. Huh? I don't know how many times I heard, are they a member? Wait, I thought we're here to serve our neighbor. Oh, you mean this is for the clubbers? We threw this thing together so that we could party? Really? Hypocrisy. Hypocrisy. Here for you. That's hypocrisy. Isaiah 1. God says it. I cannot bear your evil assemblies. Your offerings are detestable to me. Why does he say that? He says, this whole thing that I'm giving you to do, is this not to share your food with you? Are you hungry? Isn't that the point? As I've saturated you in my love and given you a reason to experience unlimited joy together, isn't the overflow of that to share your food with the hungry? And you say, are they members? Ah! You completely missed the point. To provide the poor wanderer with shelter. To see the naked and clothe them. And not to turn away The ditches aren't just in New Orleans. We gotta watch out, because the ditches creep. The dissolving of joy creeps in. Disunity creeps in. It's my way. That was my money. And so it's going to be my members. That's a ditch. It kills joy. Kills joy. That's a killjoy, right? You do as you please when we're detached, right? When that root starts to fade and get blurry, when we're no longer connected, we're no longer remaining in the source. And it can also just become a day, right? Just a day. Just a ritual, right? And we reduce something that could be a good thing, a great thing, an amazing thing, repentance, right? Falling on our knees before God, I need you. I long for you. I want to drink from that stream, right? The tree, the Psalm 1, the tree of life. The water of life, I need that. I want to drink from that. But we can reduce that to a ritual. It's a ditch. The ritual ditch, right? It's just a day. Just a day. I remember I was at a church that I used to serve at, and our janitor was a Catholic man, super nice guy, and he had done the ritual, right? Came in, and he had that on his forehead. And then he and another person in the church were kind of, you know, chit-chatting a little bit, and it was sort of went kind of down into kind of jokey joke land, right? You know, it's just kind of a joke. So you're going to heaven, I hope. I hope. That's what that all came down to. Just a day, just a ritual, right? We reduce the vastness of God's love, the joy that we have. We can reduce that to a ritual, and we can, in the meantime, reduce this to a bunch of rules. Right, you better do that. Do rules. We reduce the glory of God's word. Again, the tree of Psalm 1. Lord, I want to immerse myself. I want to meditate in your word because it's life. Your word is life. And Jesus, the disciples, this word points to me. It doesn't point to just a day. It doesn't point to doing a ritual. It points to life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. But there's this ditch that we dig. It's the ditch of rituals and reducing the glory of God's word to a set of do's and don'ts. Rules. Rule book, right? It's a manual. Here's the manual. Here are the rules. I read recently, just this past week, about an individual who experienced that very thing. Christianity Today. Every issue, they would always print a powerful testimony in the very back. Right? So I always got the magazine and went to the back. Because I'm like, where do they find these stories of these people? You know what? They edited their magazine and now they're in the front. Makes total sense. I mean, really. Now they're in the front. Like page 18. And here it is, a story, a testimony. I was a neo-Nazi skinhead who hated the church. But he grew up in it. Oh, that's why he hated it, right? Isn't that wonderful to hear that? I was raised by loving Christian parents, but the church, right? Because of the church I attended as a kid, much of what I perceived to be Christianity was a message of don't do these things or God will punish you. This was reduced to 2 rules, do's and don'ts. This list of do's, it's hitting close to home, isn't it? Yep. And watching rated R movies. But as I entered junior high in the early 90s, I noticed that many churchgoers hypocritically did the things on the list of vices. I began to suspect that Christianity was all a scam. When I visited the house of a pastor, it gets really good here. When I visited the house of a pastor and spotted a VHS copy of The Terminator, a forbidden R-rated film, I decided in my adolescent mind that that was all the proof I needed to show that Christianity was a hoax. I gave up right then on God and his church. He did it. Right there in the house of a pastor, gave up on God and the church. Because this is about do's and don'ts. Don't do this. And it's completely reduced to a manual of do's and don'ts. No, Jesus said it points to me. It points to me. Those are sad stories. There's another one. Have you ever heard of the band The Pet Shop Boys? Anybody? I'm just going to see who our 80s people are. 80s. Remember that song, Pet Shop Boys? It's a sin. It's a sin. You learn a lot about artists from their work. Because pictures paint 1,000 words, right? So these songs tell their stories. Listen to this. When I look back upon my life, it's always with a sense of shame. I've always been the one to blame for everything I long to do, no matter what. It all has one thing in common too. It's a sin. Everything I've ever done, everything I ever do, every place I've ever been, everywhere I'm going to, it's a sin. And then you hear the thunder, right? Yeah, I love that band. Last concert was too expensive though, wasn't it? We're gonna drop $150 to see the Pet Shops? $300 between you and I, we gotta drive, eat. Grew up, right? You know exactly where they grew up. They did the ditch dive. Young student, don't, or. You know what was gone? The source. The root. Remain in me. Remain. This points to me. If you read it like a rule book, you're going to do some ditch diving. If you read it like a manual, it's a sin. Points to me. Remain in me. and I will remain in you. Are you in the root, the source, Jesus? Throughout Isaiah 58, it's just like, it's scattered with grace. He's just like, I just want you to grab the grace, right? Because we're the sheep, and that shepherd, like, he had already pulled his sheep out once, right? He had already done it. He ain't going back. Like, throughout Isaiah 48, there's this grace. There's this if-then. It's an if, but if, then, you will have life. If you keep your feet from breaking the Sabbath and from doing as you please, if you call the Sabbath a delight and the Lord's day honorable, if you honor it by not going your own way and not doing as you please, then you will find your joy in the Lord. You will find your joy. This doesn't say you'll find your joy. He says you'll find your joy in the Lord. You're not going to find it in the doing or the don'ting. You're going to find it in the Lord. That all points to me. See that? We're like, if you keep the Sabbath, if you do the behavior, if you do the this, if you don't do the that, he doesn't say you'll find your joy in the do's and the don'ts. He said you'll find it in me. Because it all points to me. Grace scattered throughout. Isn't that good to know? There's grace scattered throughout. And the psalm says, God knows, I think it's Psalm 103, God knows something about us. He knows that we are dust. Isn't that good to know? He knows that. And so he just like keeps coming at us with grace. I'm the shepherd. That's why he's the good shepherd, because he keeps like, come on! He's after us. He's after us, ditch divers. So he wants us to have joy. Make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and in purpose, saturated in his love, reveling in his joy, in the unity that we have in Christ. And next time we're going to keep going with the values. We're going to think about it. It takes intentionality, doesn't it? Because when left to our own devices, right? Yeah. So it's appropriate that the next value is you need to be intentional about this. Let's pray. Lord, we give you thanks for your chase. You chase us. You reach for us. We're sheep. We're dust. And that's why you prayed that prayer. Don't take my followers out of this world, but protect them. Protect them from the evil one. Because the evil one is the source. The ditch comes to steal and kill and destroy. Jesus, I have come that you may have life. May we remain in you, Jesus, and experience welling up from within us, your Spirit, the fruit, the love, the joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and a flight from anger. Do immeasurably more than we can ever ask or imagine. In the name of Jesus, amen.
We appreciate you taking the time to listen. We hope these words serve to strengthen you, to deepen your faith, or to draw you to faith in Christ. For us, that faith and following Jesus compels us to love and serve others. And that shapes us. It shapes our identity here at the Village Church. We know that God's desire is that we would both love Him and love our neighbor. We would love to see you. We welcome you to join us on location every Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. We are located at 1650 8th Avenue in Baldwin, Wisconsin. As you go into this week, may your joy be rooted in Jesus as you seek Him first.